Lord, we are your body, one in accord with you, the cloud, and all that live on the earth. Thank you that we are joined as one and can pray for each other with you. How precious it is to know that none of us stands alone, but is surrounded continually by many who love us, no matter where we live or what our particular circumstances may be. Amen. Claire received a message from the Lord today, in particular for our dear Chinese believers. Yet, like all messages from the Lord, He is speaking to all of us that can find ourselves in His messages and receive His wise counsels and encouragements. We would always encourage you all, my dear heart dwellers, to take the nuggets of gold from every message, no matter who it seems they may be addressing. We are all one body with Him, and our circumstances are all joined together in His grand tapestry as we learn and love and listen to His instructions. And we have good news in particular. Claire also wanted me to express both her and Ezekiel's deepest thanks for all your prayers for Ezekiel. He is doing much, much better, she reports. And so now to our dear Chinese heart dwellers. Claire began, First of all, we are praying the Divine Mercy Prayer for all of you during this crisis and ask you to pray it as well. It is very powerful. Jesus, please, a word of encouragement for the people of the Hubei province. Jesus began, My children, you have seen much oppression, and yet your faith is stronger than your brothers and sisters in the West. You are being built up in strength and stature before the saints of heaven, who faithfully make intercession for you day and night. Now you are yet the victims of a corrupted world, and yet you do not lose faith. Pray Psalm 91 faithfully. Stand on it. Know that your faith is being tried like gold in the furnace of affliction, that in heaven you may shine with a most unique brilliance. It is not the beautiful and have everything people that have true fulfillment in their lives. It is those who continually live through challenges and threats without turning back. These cling to me in all situations and live a life challenging to any person desiring success and comfort for their lives. It is a truth that I was continually in danger, and my mother cleaved to the Heavenly Father more than any other soul that walked the earth. She did not for a moment forget that only His hand could protect and bring me forth. Those who have every advantage in this society grow weary with each new privilege, always reaching for more, while those who struggle under circumstances out of their control are excited every time I deliver them from danger and provide for their necessities. They sing my praises and live in continual gratitude for the very littlest things. This is blessedness, my dear ones, to be deeply immersed in gratitude with words of praise engraved upon your hearts, words that reach to the highest heavens to join in the celestial choirs. Those souls who live in continual danger of being discovered for love of me, their songs of thanksgiving, their hearts of contrition and prayers for others reach to the very heights of heaven because they know and are willing to pay the price someday, because they love me. Live by my word, little ones. Stand on my promises to you and expect me to move heaven and earth on your behalf. Know that those that precede you into heaven are yet more fortunate to leave their earthly bodies behind and be received into my heart, finally freed from this school of trials and tears. Keep your hearts clean before me, beloved ones. It is the repentant heart which burns most brightly and passionately on this earth. The heart that aches for others and is continually bringing them before me with tears and supplications. Truly, these prayers have the greatest merit. But do not count the present day alone, for the fruits of this life of reparation will only be seen in heaven. They will come before you and bear witness to your steadfast hearts. Pray very much for the West, because these hearts wax cold and are overburdened with the cares of this world. How fortunate you are to be in your station of life, alert and alive, knowing and loving me above all things. Your devotion and the risks you daily experience is truly a light to those who live in worldly comfort and security. Remember, I am with you in all circumstances. There is nothing of your life that is overlooked, and great is the gratitude in my heart for your faithfulness. Truly, my heart overflows with joy when I hear your voices.